2023年精编初中英语教学与评估听力部分11
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. People will probably travel to the other planets by spacecraft in the future.
People will probably travel to the other planets by spacecraft in the future.
2. You find that the price of ice cream is very high this summer.
You find that the price of ice cream is very high this summer.
3.A lot of experts and medical staff work hard to keep people safe.
A lot of experts and medical staff work hard to keep people safe.
4. As we all know, there are many different kinds of sea animals in the sea.
As we all know, there are many different kinds of sea animals in the sea.
5.More and more teenagers like to play skateboards in their spare time.
More and more teenagers like to play skateboards in their spare time.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. Kitty, what do you want to be in the future?
I want to be an astronaut, but my mother wants me to be a teacher or a doctor.
Question. What does Kitty want to be in the future?
请再听一遍。
Kitty, what do you want to be in the future?
I want to be an astronaut, but my mother wants me to be a teacher or a doctor.
Question. What does Kitty want to be in the future?
7. Hurry up. It's time for you to have the piano lesson.
What time is it now?
It's 7:45.
Oh, it's only 15 minutes left.
Question. What time does the piano lesson probably begin? 请再听一遍。Hurry up. It's time for you to have the piano lesson.
What time is it now?
It's 7:45.
Oh, it's only 15 minutes left.
Question. What time does the piano lesson probably begin? 8. How do you usually come to school, Henry?
I usually ride a bicycle to school or walk to school. But this morning my parents drove me to school because of the heavy rain.
Question. How did Henry go to school this morning?请再听一遍。How do you usually come to school, Henry?
I usually ride a bicycle to school or walk to school. But this morning my parents drove me to school because of the heavy rain.
Question. How did Henry go to school this morning? 9. Good evening. This way, please.
Can I have the menu?
Yes, here you are. Now then, what would you like to eat?
Let me see. Okay, I'd like some steak and some vegetable salad, please.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 请再听一遍。Good evening. This way, please.
Can I have the menu?
Yes, here you are. Now then, what would you like to eat?
Let me see.Okay, I'd like some steak and some vegetable salad, please.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 10. What do you think of the weather these days?
Oh, it is too hot, and I have to stay in an air-conditioned room.
Recently, the weather has become worse and worse.
In fact, there are more storms than before.
Question: What are they talking about?
请再听一遍。
What do you think of the weather these days?
Oh, it is too hot, and I have to stay in an air-conditioned room.
Recently, the weather has become worse and worse.
In fact, there are more storms than before.
Question: What are they talking about?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
How much does it cost to ask a child to stay off social media for 6 years? For one American mum, it cost $1,800. When Sivert was 12, his mother made a deal with him. She wanted him to take a break from all social media platforms until his 18th birthday. In return, she would offer him $1,800. To his mother's joy, Sivert succeeded. The idea started in 2016. Lorna, Sivert's mother, heard a story on the radio. It was about a challenge called 16 for 16. A mother agreed to give her daughter $1,600 if the girl stayed off social media until her 16th birthday. Lorna had seen how social media was negatively affecting her son's life. She felt worried and wanted to make changes. Sivert celebrated his 18th birthday on February the 19th. He received his $1,800 and saved it into his bank account. He also downloaded social media apps, but this time, Lorna feels no need to worry about him. He's now old enough to use them well, she says. I believe in him.
请再听一遍。
How much does it cost to ask a child to stay off social media for 6 years? For one American mum, it cost $1,800. When Sivert was 12, his mother made a deal with him. She wanted him to take a break from all social media platforms until his 18th birthday. In return, she would offer him $1,800. To his mother's joy, Sivert succeeded. The idea started in 2016. Lorna, Sivert's mother, heard a story on the radio. It was about a challenge called 16 for 16. A mother agreed to give her daughter $1,600 if the girl stayed off social media until her 16th birthday. Lorna had seen how social media was negatively affecting her son's life. She felt worried and wanted to make changes. Sivert celebrated his 18th birthday on February the 19th. He received his $1,800 and saved it into his bank account. He also downloaded social media apps, but this time, Lorna feels no need to worry about him. He's now old enough to use them well, she says. I believe in him. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Once upon a time, a farmer's old donkey fell into an empty well. The farmer tried to rescue the animal, but in the end, he decided to give up. The donkey was too old. Pulling it out of the well with a rope might kill it.But the farmer wanted to do something to prevent other animals from falling into the well in the future. He asked his neighbors to help him fill the well with dirt. The farmer and his neighbors grabbed shovels and started throwing dirt into the well. Soon, the donkey realized that it was going to be buried alive. It began to cry out sadly.After a while, however, the animal quieted down. The farmer looked down into the well and was amazed. The donkey shook the dirt off its back and took a step up on it. The farmer and his neighbors continued to throw dirt on top of the animal. The donkey used the dirt to slowly lift itself higher and higher. Finally, it stepped up over the edge of the well and ran away happily. Like this donkey, we may feel that life sometimes throws bad things at us and tries to bury us in sadness. When this happens, we should take positive action to get out of the well of life. Shake the dirt off and take a step up.
请再听一遍。
Once upon a time, a farmer's old donkey fell into an empty well. The farmer tried to rescue the animal, but in the end, he decided to give up. The donkey was too old. Pulling it out of the well with a rope might kill it. But the farmer wanted to do something to prevent other animals from falling into the well in the future. He asked his neighbors to help him fill the well with dirt. The farmer and his neighbors grabbed shovels and started throwing dirt into the well. Soon, the donkey realized that it was going to be buried alive. It began to cry out sadly. After a while, however, the animal quieted down. The farmer looked down into the well and was amazed. The donkey shook the dirt off its back and took a step up on it. The farmer and his neighbors continued to throw dirt on top of the animal. The donkey used the dirt to slowly lift itself higher and higher. Finally, it stepped up over the edge of the well and ran away happily. Like this donkey, we may feel that life sometimes throws bad things at us and tries to bury us in sadness. When this happens, we should take positive action to get out of the well of life. Shake the dirt off and take a step up.